PCN has been closed for enrollment since March 2012, but enough funding currently exists to allow for open enrollment over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Colby Young is a spokesperson for the Utah Department of Health.
PCN is a program that's available for low-income adults that do not qualify for Medicaid in Utah to receive services provided through the primary care provider. Those benefits include physician services, prescriptions, dental exams, emergency room visits, etc.
Some of the requirements to qualify for PCN include being a U.S. citizen, having no access to other health care coverage, and meeting the income guidelines. That means making less than $35,000 a year for a family of four. Judy Hillman is the executive director of the Utah Health Policy Project. She says there are many health care scenarios that PCN wouldn't help.
It's prevention-oriented primary care only. So no inpatient hospital coverage and no specialty care coverage. It's not that that benefit doesn't have value. It does. But, you know, I think that really what we would like to see families do is when they sign up for the PCN is to also prepare for October 1st.
That's the day that states could begin offering expanded Medicaid coverage and other programs as outlined in the Affordable Care Act. Lawmakers in Utah haven't decided yet whether or not to expand Medicaid here. A decision by Governor Herbert is expected sometime later this year. Meanwhile, the PCN enrollment period will last until May 6th for adults without children and May 17th for adults with children. Terry Gilday, KUER News.